As a city, I didn't really notice, to be honest. But just going away from home, where I didn't know anybody or know any players or anybody at all, was crazy. But it was a good experience.
Yeah, I suppose football's football, isn't it? Really, you just knuckle down and get on with playing.
Yeah, it's like any club. Every player's been in that same situation before, so everybody makes everybody feel welcome. So it was an experience that I'll always remember.
And you're not there as a tourist, are you? I suppose you've just got to get on with keeping clean sheets, and you kept lots of clean sheets. 19.
Yeah, but like I keep saying, even when I came back here, it's not just about the goalkeeper, it's about everybody. And at the time I was there, they had a good, strong unit and a good working hard team. So, thankfully I got the rewards of that.
Tell us about the manager. What was he like?
Very good, very good. He knows the game very well. He's very experienced, very disciplined, and he's very much in charge of the dressing room there. Him and the director of football, Jez George, have got a good partnership going on down there, and it's proved that they're a success.
We've been told that Graham, when he made his debut for Scunthorpe, he actually replaced him on the pitch.
Yeah, well, he told me that he managed him at some point in his career, and he suggested that Cambridge would be a good move for me at the time. And his words proved to be right.
We understand as well that there was a chance that you might have gone there permanently. How aware were you of that at the time?
I don't know, really. The situation was that they wanted to keep me, but it was up to the two clubs to come up with the negotiations, and at the time that didn't work out, and I believe everything happens for a reason, and it stood me in good stead at the moment, and I don't regret that. I want to play football. I've done that since I was 5 years old, and that's all I want to do, is just play games and play football, and I'll always want to play football no matter where it was. And lucky enough, the gaffer came in and he said to me straight away, I want you to go out on loan, and that was to Wrexham at the time. And he's always been really honest with me, and he's looked after me in a sort of way.
FA Cup memories for you? What's your favourite then, Chris?
Oh, playing against David Lucas, the goalkeeper coach here. I played against him a few years ago for Wrexham in the first round, and we absolutely battered them as a conference team against League One, and he was on fire. Scored the last 10 minutes.
Who was he playing for?
Swindon, yeah. But last year as well for Cambridge, we played Sheffield United, which was a good, was a big, massive team to play against. And it's just crazy that this year we're playing in the same league as them.
Was that at the Abbey Stadium?
Yeah, we should have won as well. We had about 3 penalties turned down for handball, I think. And they just sat behind the ball for 90 minutes, which was crazy to see. But I haven't got too many FA Cup memories to think about that are great, to be honest. But let's hope to make some more.
Yeah, exactly. But just thinking back to that game, that gives you an inkling into how passionate it's going to be on Saturday, what the crowd will be like at Cambridge, you know, how difficult it's going to be for Fleetwood potentially.
Yeah, well, I've said this to the lads a few times this week. It's definitely not going to be an easy game. I don't know about too many of the acquisitions that they made this year. They've obviously done all right in League Two, but last year it was a very good, strong outfit, as I've just said. All over 6 foot and very physical team. And with Richard Money, he's not going to leave any stone unturned when it comes to us. But the other side of it, they're going to have a very difficult game with us. We've shown how good we are this year and the talent that we've got on our team. We've just got to make sure we turn up and do the right things, and we shouldn't have a problem.